range, wouldn't it?
I always call it SATA.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right, if you went to the grocery store, let's say, and you got some lettuce, and you got two
heads of lettuce.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, if you have two boys and three girls, you have how many?
All right.
Okay. For what? All right, you have two boys, two girls. What do you have?
Four children.
Okay. All right, did you ever speak of children in terms of head?
Kids.
Kids.
I did that a whole lot now, kids.
Did you ever hear anybody speak of them, referring to them as head? Like you had four heads instead of four children?
Well, no, if they're going to say how many they have, they say four, five, or how many it is. But if they, you know, just speaking of maybe the whole group of them, they say our kids.
Okay.
So,
okay. If you had a lot of children, this another way maybe of referring to them, if you said they had seven or eight kids, you weren't sure, you might just say they had of kids. Is there a term you'd use for that?
Just to say we got a bunch of kids.
Bunch of kids. Sometimes they might even say something like that. You ever heard that term?
Hassle.
You ever use that?
My grandmother was a part of hassle. Any large amount of anything was a passel.
She said there's a passel spy.
Passel.
A passel spy children.
I forget a lot of the things, you know, that she really did mention.
Hey, look, we're gonna turn
it. About it, it comes back to my memory.
Yeah, we'll talk about corn in a few minutes. When you pick corn, you got a green covering on the outside. What do you call that?
Chuck.
Okay. What are some different ways you would fix corn to eat? How do we have it today?
Well, yeah, boil corn.
Boil corn. That's corn on the cob.
You just gather it. You cook it on the cob. You gather it, chuck it, soak it, wash it, put it in boiling water. Boil it so many minutes. It's good with butter, margarine.
You fix it
on the cob.
You fix it any other way?
Well, a lot of times I cream it because I like it better that way. You cut it off the cob. You cook it in a boiler and add the margarine to it.
Okay.
And the seasoning, whatever seasoning you like. That's green corn.
What about the term roasting ear? Roasting ear? What is
that? Well, that's corn right on, but my brother, oldest brother, he never says corn. He said, give me the roasting ears. That's what he came down here.
Right, that's just corn?
That's corn.
Okay, just
off.
What about, you ever heard the term mutton corn? Mutton corn?
No.
I hadn't heard it before I got the book. I don't know much about that term. All right, what do you call the very top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
Tassel, okay. The stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shuck, and you have to brush it off.
That's a silk.
Silk. Okay, let me make sure I'm forgetting to mark my pages off. We wind up doing the same thing twice. Large round fruit that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of, what do you call that?
Pumpkins.
Okay. What kind of melons do you raise? Do you raise any melons here at all?
Yes.